were here before the siphon opened. They were still being built. They had started prior to the war, but the war intervened and the whole thing closed down. And then after the war, Joe Lawson, who was the member for Murray and a Country Party member, was in Parliament, and he was pushing the Lawson siphon. He could see, along with everyone else who was interested in the Murray Valley, the tremendous potential there would be if only water could be added to the very rich riverina soils. And the Lawson siphon was part of providing water for irrigation. The eyes of a person who's been in the city all her life, I saw it as a very drab, dry, arid area, but I too could see the potential that would occur if only a little water were added to it. The Murray Valley presented in the 50s and 60s great potential for being the food bowl of the nation, and that's how it was promoted. The promotion was 1 million people for the Murray. I could see it blossoming into a great place for people to settle and grow and be very productive. And some of that has come to pass, but certainly not all of it. What we didn't bank on at that time was the rise in the water table and the salt, you know, creating a problem. There were lots of people employed at the building of the siphon, and there were many non-English speaking people. And they were fascinating to meet and talk to, because they'd come from another world and they'd come here to work. But a lot of people lived in the barracks out there on site.